Minority and human rights groups in the Czech Republic have sent an open letter to Education Minister Josef Dobeš over his decision to appoint a controversial, ultra-conservative politician as an advisor. Ladislav Batora once stood as an independent candidate for the now-defunct far-right National Party and is currently the head of the Eurosceptic movement DOST. Rob Cameron reports.
Tak nemohu říci přímo o politické korektnosti. Narážíte na to, jak to...
Ladislav Batora, defending his conservative views during a recent interview with Czech television. In a much-quoted passage from his autobiography, Mr. Batora describes conservatism not as an ideology, but as a way of life, saying a conservative would always choose Confucius over Rousseau, nation-state over civic society, goulash over McDonald's, and the Czech crown over the euro. I am, he says, against Europeanism, human rightsism, genderism, multiculturalism, feminism, ecumenism, environmentalism, and homosexualism, and the list goes on. So when it was first announced that Mr. Batora was to be employed at the Education Ministry, there was a chorus of disapproval from Prague's political and intellectual elite. Opponents weighed in with angry editorials. This, says Mr. Batora, amounted to a coordinated plan of character assassination.
I myself call what I have had to go through lynching by media. There have been dozens of newspaper articles written about me, in which various things about me have been repeated like a mantra, things which must seem hoary and trite by now even to those reading them. They are empty words, nothing more. The objective, of course, is simple: to prevent me, due to all this speculation, from taking up a position in the state administration. That's what I call a lynching.
Some, however, flocked immediately to support him, including the country's Eurosceptic president, Václav Klaus. He described the opposition to Mr. Batora as yet another case of the dictatorship of political correctness, something Mr. Klaus himself has long railed against. The president's heartfelt support led to claims he had personally lobbied for Mr. Batora's appointment. He's not confirmed the claims, but on Monday, Minister Dobeš did confirm the appointment was suggested by the president's office. But it's Mr. Batora's political past, rather than his conservative views, that has alarmed many. In 2006, he stood unsuccessfully as an independent parliamentary candidate for the far-right National Party. 3 years later, the party contested the European Parliament elections with a series of blatantly racist campaign ads targeting immigrants and the Roma minority.
Přijde den, který vrátí do našich očí a myslí světlo a štěstí.
Mr. Batora points out that he'd long left the party by the time these ads appeared, and anyway, he'd only stood as a candidate as a protest against the mainstream centre-right party. The National Party has since been disbanded, but critics say Mr. Batora's fleeting involvement with it disqualifies him from holding any public office. A group of NGOs signed an open letter to Minister Dobeš voicing their concern, including the Czech branch of Amnesty International. Director Dasha van der Horst denies Mr. Batora is the victim of a conspiracy.
I mean, it's his opinion. What I said already, if you are a candidate number one for a party which has certain ideas, then I think you must know about these ideas and you must agree with these ideas. And again, I repeat, it's not a lynch of Mr. Batora. It's just that I don't think that he should be at the post. Otherwise, he can think whatever he thinks.
Mr. Dobeš later downgraded Mr. Batora's proposed appointment, saying he would serve as an economic advisor, not as a deputy minister. He initially told the Pravo newspaper that he would make the appointment on April the 1st, and no, he said, it wouldn't be an April Fool. Friday's press conference announcing the appointment was postponed at the last minute. The minister, said a spokesman, had a fever. When confirmation of Mr. Batora's appointment finally did come, it was buried under a mass of unrelated announcements during a rather tedious press conference.
Thank you for that, Rob. And staying in the realm of politics, police trade union leaders